Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Crazy Asian Podcast. For those of you familiar, season 7 we're diving into if you want to build a client-based business. So accountant, attorney, wealth manager, investment advisor, financial advisor, insurance agent, where you're constantly building up to basically 500 to 1,000 clients, depending on your overall niche. And then there's a need to continually add people to it just because there's attrition on the back end where those people decide to, you know, move or get divorced, or they change their roles, or they just have no longer need for your services. There's this constant need to be able to add new people to your business. That's what season 7 is all about. Last episode, we talked about changing your mindset when it comes to networking, that networking is not selling the other person. It's about building relationships of trust and building your tribe and getting a mile deep and being able to build referral relationships with people that are also focusing on the various niches that you're going after. Remember, there's riches in niches. But what I want to be able to talk about today is asking better questions, because I think a lot of times people go to networking thinking, I need to have this elevator pitch. I need to be able to basically persuade people or give them so much ambiguity on what I do. They don't know what I do, or I'm so specific and I actually alienate the person I'm talking to. So instead of getting so caught up in what you're saying, let's first focus on what questions are you asking? Let's first hear a word from our sponsor and come right back with Ask a Better Question. Meeting strangers. So unlike what your parents might have told you as a child, don't talk to strangers. In a client-based business building business, you're going to be talking to strangers all the time, seeing if you can be a value to them, seeing if you could be a good referral partner. And so from this perspective, what we're doing here, what you're honing in on, is having a conversation with somebody. But before adjusting your conversation, you want to be, and steering the conversation, you want to find out more about what they do. So, for example, you're at this networking event. You can ask them, hey, have you belonged to this organization for a long time? Why do you belong to this organization? Are there particular people at this organization that I should get to know? And if you can talk with the people that are on committee or those that are registering people, let's say you're putting on the name badge and there's people registering, you can ask them about the organization because they might be pretty excited about it, if they're, especially with a lot of organizations where it's run by a lot of volunteers. And so it's a great chance for you to be able to ask some questions about that organization, about the event, to be able to get yourself a very strong comfort level, because it's going to be very powerful to be able to network and connect with organizations or memberships where you're constantly building those relationships and continually growing together versus going to this event, going to that event, and never really building a consistent going to these different events, so, or these different organizations. And being able to kind of go that mile deep, figuratively speaking, is going to be able to help establish greater relationships. So again, you're talking with this person, you're asking them about kind of their experience. So it could sound something like this. Hey, I'm Sherman. What's your name? Oh, Angela. Angela, great to meet with you. Are you a longtime member of this organization, this Houston West Chamber of Commerce? Oh, great. Why did you decide to be a member? We're investigating right now. Okay, great. Is there anybody here that I should be talking to? Oh, okay. I'll go talk to Samantha. So let me tell you, when you come to an event like this, who are you looking for? Oh, you typically look for, people that are IT because you sell cybersecurity. Oh, great. If I run into somebody, I'll definitely kind of reach out to you. Are you on LinkedIn? Maybe there's a chance that you and I can kind of stay connected. Oh, your business card? Perfect. I'll take your business card. Here's my dot. Mine's a digital. Boom. Now you can just save it onto your phone. Perfect. All right. Wonderful. Well, hey, I know that you want to talk with some other folks at this networking event, and I'm going to have a look at, us getting connected and seeing if I can introduce you to some IT professionals. Oh, wonderful. Well, again, I appreciate meeting with you and have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Obviously very abbreviated, but that's really where, for me, I want to come from. And that's how I intro it. And that's how I outro it. So I don't want to get stuck in a conversation with somebody where we're not necessarily going to be able to work together well, because they're looking for a particular niche that I'm not looking for, right? So in my world, reaching out to those that are in the IT world doesn't necessarily help me as I'm building out my business and I'm continuing to grow the firm. So know where you want to play. So my phrase to exit, cordially is, hey, I know that you want to probably talk with other people. So do I. We'd love to be able to exchange some contact information and let's stay in contact, right? Now, if you know that there's not necessarily a good synergy to be had, maybe I just follow up with a phone call in next week and kind of get a little bit more one-on-one just because I want to get more details. I want to know how they earn. I want to know how they grow because there's good odds if I can make an introduction to somebody, I can help them hire somebody, or I can potentially refer them a piece of business. I'm going to be able to be endeared in their world and thus continue to build that business relationship. So a lot of times in that conversation, I want to be able to know when I walk away, how can I continue to establish that strong relationship of trust? And how can I continue to add and pour into you as you're continuing to build out your business and continue to build out your firm and be able to be a connector and someone of value? What questions do you like to ask? Sherm's out.